In some cases, it's safe for someone with early stage dementia to drive, so says Dr. Janelle Cooper, who directs the Memory Center for Affinity Health System in Oshkosh. Cooper says the first question her patients ask her is if they have Alzheimer's disease. The second question often is, can I still drive? Cooper says groups like the American Medical Association have recommendations on when a person should be evaluated.
But there are no hard, fast guidelines about, okay, if you can do this, this, and this, then you're safe to drive, or if you can't do this, you're not.
That's what Cooper wants to develop. Her plan is to put virtual reality helmets on older drivers and on younger people who've had strokes or head injuries.
You know, if you can give them show them a video clip of what they did, it tends to be more convincing than to simply say, you're not safe driving, to which the response is always, I've been driving for 70 years and no one can tell me I shouldn't be driving. But if you show them a video clip of them running over their niece or knocking down a tree, they tend to take that visual input a little more seriously.
Cooper says she doesn't want to punish older people by taking their cars away. Sometimes a physical problem like arthritis or poor vision can be taken care of and they can get back on the road. In order to get her Safe Senior Driving Assessment Program off the ground, Dr. Cooper needs money. She recently got a $140,000 seed grant from the Helen Bader Foundation, but she'll need at least another $200,000 to get started. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.